Kerbos of Yopal's good. Today's daf is Ksuvah's daf Kuf Tes. And we're here at the bottom of Kuf Ches Amar Beis, right, with another one of Admon's statements. The Mishnah says like this: Aposik Maz Lechasna Upashat Lo Esarego. If a guy promises his son-in-law, right, his potential chosin, a dowry, and then he stiffs him, right, literally Pashat Lo Esarego, sticks his leg out. Rashi says over here, it says, here, take my leg, meaning like you can have nothing else, right? You can take the dirt on my leg, and nothing else, meaning he doesn't pay him the dowry. So what happened before the wedding, obviously, but while they still have Erisin, not Nisuin. So Teja Vachet Tavlin Neshet Talbin Rosha. So the bride can just sit there, the Kala can just sit there, right, until her hair becomes white, meaning the husband can hold out, and he doesn't have to actually marry her because he was promised this dowry. Admon says, Yecholi Yishet Tomer, she says, what do you mean? It's not fair to the wife. The woman can say, or the fiance can say, "Ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi v'ashev v'ashet talbin roshi." Echanami, she said, "Yeah, okay, fine. If I had promised you that money, then I stiff to you, fine. But achshav she'ava pasak, but that was my father. My father said that. So mani yichol lasos. What am I supposed to do? I can't pay for him, right? So oknos or potter or ptor, meaning either marry me or get rid of me." And I'm Ram Gamliel, Rohan is to be Abram. Ram Gamliel said, yeah, it makes a lot of sense that the fiance, the girl, the woman, should be able to claim that. So the Gemara just points out that Masnisa Delokei Tana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana, that we have a different version of that Machokas we just said in the Mishnah. The Tanya is Vilindar Rabbi. So I'm Rabbi Yuzi Rabbi Yudah. Lo Nechlu Admon V'chacham Malaposik Malos Lechasno V'poshut Lo Zerego. That's not the Machokas. Right, that's not the case. Well, the case in our Mishnah is not a machlokas because she yecholi shetomar abba pozak alai mani yechol lasos. Because everybody agrees that the kala can say, "Hey, it's not my fault. My father's not paying. What am I supposed to do?" Aman echlu. So what's the machlokas? Al sheposke he alatzma. The case is where the girl herself, right, said, "I'm going to, you know, pay you or give you the dowry, whatever she's bringing in." Shechamim omim teishim ha'zet talbin rosha. Because in that case, the chachamim say, yeah, she blew it. She has to wait until her hair turns white, meaning husband can hold out before, you know, until she pays him or until she comes through with the money. So Admon Omer, but Admon says, no. Yechol hisha tomar kesvura anisha abanosingli. Alai. The woman can say, no, what do you mean? I don't have any money. I thought my father would pay for me. But Akasha ain't abanosing alai, but now my father's not paying, what am I supposed to do? Mani yechol lasos, what can I do? So Oknos Optor, just, you know, either marry me or get rid of it, right? Get rid of me. So I'm Rabbi Gamliel, I'll rule as Anias, the Rei Amon. So, and there, Rabbi Gamliel agreed with Admon. Tana v'lan d'braisa, b'med dvar memurim b'gedola. And the braisa says that's only if the girl herself, right, is a gedola. Aval b'ketana, but if it's a ketana who's making this whole, all these stipulations, send kofin, then we force them. So the Gemara says very quickly, kofin l'man. What do you mean? Force what? If you tell me the father, it doesn't make sense that the father should be forced to pay for something his katana daughter did. What, a little nine-year-old girl says, yeah, I'm going to pay you $1 million, and all of a sudden you force the father to pay. What's going on over here? It's Ella, no, so rather a marava kofin the baal d'itin get. No, we force the husband to give her a get because, you know, again, she can't possibly fulfill, right, this the tzanai, and the father's not paying, so, right, we force the marriage to be dissolved. Amr Bizik ben Elazar Mishmei Dechizkia Kol Makam Shamaram Gamliel Roes and Anias Divrei Amru Admon Halacha Kamoso. Right, if you take a look through all the Mishnayos over here, Ram Gamliel says three out of the seven times, if I'm not mistaken, Ram Gamliel says, right, that he holds like Admon. So says Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar in the name of Chizkia. So that anytime we have that, so the halacha is like that. So I'm going to reveler of Nachman. He said, "I feel the brisa. What do you mean? Our brisa is that even the brisa?" Sorry, just a little bit late. Our Mishnah and the brisa, which we quoted, right, are stira, right? They contradict each other. So how could the halacha be like them or Admon in both cases, right? It's a stira depending on which case we're talking about. So is it in the Mishnah or even in the Braisa? So Rav said to me, "Kamrinan by Mishnah." He said, "No, is it in the Mishnah?" Bechol Makom Shamar Rav Gamliel Kamrinan. No, I said, anytime Rav Gamliel says. So even you know, again, obviously it's even Rav Gamliel in the Braisa. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a Mishnah or a Braisa. I is a stira. So yeah, in Chanami, whichever way you hold is the authoritative version of the Machlokes. So that's going to be the halacha. It's going to be like Admon, right, and like Rav Gamliel. Okay. Amar Bezer, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi. Shnei Dvarim Sh'amar Chanan Alach Kayotzebo, and Shiva Dvarim Sh'amar Admon Ein Alach Kayotzebo. Right? Again, we started the parak with two things in the name of Chanan, right, and a Machokas, and then some support from Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and then we had seven, so we're going to have seven, so we didn't have all of them yet, but we have seven statements of Admon, right, and Rabbi Gamliel supported him a couple of times. So here we say, the halacha is like Chanan, and the halacha is not like Admon, regardless of any other supports. The Gemara says, I understand, my Kamar. Ilei Mahachi Kamar, if he say, Shnei Dvarim Sh'amar Chanan Alach Kamozo V'Kayotzi Bo, Shnei Dvarim Sh'amar Admon Ein Alach Kamozo V'Lo Kayotzi Bo, if he's saying the Alach is straight up like Chanan, and the Alach is not like Admon, that doesn't work. Because V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar M'Shmei D'Chizkiya, Kamakim Sh'amar Rav Gamliel Roa needs to be Admon Alach Kamozo, right? We just got done saying that anytime Rav Gamliel backs up Admon, the Alach is like him. So how can you tell me the Alach is never like Admon? So Alach Kamar, rather no. It must be Shnei Dvarim Sh'amar Chanan and Alach Kamozov Kayotzibo, right? Chanan we pass him like. What about Admon? Shiva Dvarim Sh'amar Admon Ein Alach Kayotzibo, right? And the seven things that Admon said is not like him. Meaning, is not, sorry, Ein Alach Kayotzibo, the Alach is not like the one that holds like it, meaning like Rav Gamliel. Rather, ha, kamoso halacha bekulu. But the halacha is like Admon in all of the cases, not only the cases where Rav Gamliel agrees. The Gemara says, Avhamar Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei Dechizki again, but I understand. We just said it, we're reiterating, komakam sha'amar Rav Gamliel roan is divri Admon, halacha kamoso. Right, if Rav Gamliel agrees with Admon, the halacha is like him. If he doesn't, it's not. Right, amar in, lo amar lo. Right, so what are you splitting here? The halacha is like Admon, even if Rabbi Gamliel agrees, disagrees. What? It seems to imply that only when Rabbi Gamliel agrees is the halacha like him. El halacha kamar rather, so now this is what it's saying. Shnei dvarim she'amar Chanan, halacha kamosu v'kayotzim again, the halacha is like Chanan. Okay. Sheva dvarim she'amar Admon, what about the seven things of Admon? Yesh mehen she'alacha kamosu v'kayotzim bo, v'yesh mehen she'ein halacha kamosu v'kayotzim bo. Sometimes the halacha is like him, and Rabbi Gamliel, and sometimes it's not. So, Bechomakam Shamar Rav Gamliel, whatever Rav Gamliel says, Roa needs to be Admon. So, Halacha Kamoso, but in Achlo, right, again, the Halacha is only like Rav Gamliel, right, when the Halacha is only like Admon when Rav Gamliel agrees with him. Okay, fine. Okay, new Mishnah, fine, another statement of Admon. Ha'or Ela Sada, if a person claims that he really is the real owner of a field. But, ironically enough, v'chasum aleh be'ed, he is signed on the document that proves that it belongs to the other guy. He is one of the witnesses, right? Reuven is a witness to Shimon's purchase of the field. So what do you do with that? But Reuven wants to say, hey, it's really mine. So what's going on over here? I mean, it seems like Reuven signed a document that says that Shimon is the true owner. So Admon Omer Hasheni Noach Lo V'Arishon Kashay Menu. The guy can say, well, I only signed this document because I thought it'd be easier to go after Shimon to get my field back as opposed to the guy who owned it previously. So that's why he signed it. But the Chacham say, no, Ibn Eskuso, no. That signature is testimony that Shimon is the true owner of the field. Asa Simon Acher. What if Shimon is using this as a simon? Right? That let's say this field, which is the boundary of my property, meaning that, let's say, a field borders another field, and he's saying that the other field goes up until here, and then Reuven is signing on that document. So then, Ibn Eskuso, then for sure he has lost, Reuven has lost all of his Eskusim to argue against that he holds it. Because you can't say over here that he thought it'd be easier for Shimon to go after Shimon as opposed to the other guy, because Shimon was always the one, right, who owned the field. Right, it's not a star mecher; it's just a star that says that this is where the other field goes up till. So that is in effect Reuven signing that Shimon actually owns the field. Okay, Amar Abayi says Lo Shano Ela Aid. That's only if Reuven is an aide on the document. Aval Dayan, but if he is the judge in the case, meaning that he was the judge that came to ratify the document, so then Lo Ibed Eskuso. Then he has not lost his schus, and he can still claim and that the field is his. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya said that in Edom Chusma al Shtar El Im Ken Karu, because Edom only sign a Shtar, right, if they read it. That's the presumption. Again, maybe it's not true by, let's say, Ksuba or whatever, but okay, right, if a good Masada Kedushin will have the Edom read it, or at least tell them what it says in there. Aval Dayanim, but the Dayanim Chosmin Afal Pi Shelo Karo, but Dayanim don't necessarily read it. So therefore, right, if Reuven was a Dayan, he kind of ratified the document, he could still come and claim that the field was his. Okay. Also, Siman La'achar, if you use it as a sign for another field. Rabbi says that's only for somebody else. In that scenario, he, right, the Mishnah says that Reuven can no longer claim the field is his. But if it's for him, meaning if he's the one who has this next the field next door to it, so then and that's that, right, that shtar writes the border as Shimon's field, but Reuven really wants Shimon's field, so then he lo yibid iskuzo, then Reuven can claim that's still his. Amar, why? Because you could say, why did he sign the document saying that the field belonged to Shimon? Right, because I could say that if he had not done this, if I had not signed that Shimon owns the field A, right, he would not have sold me field B. So my ischal meimar, because what am I going to say, right? Because if you're going to tell me that I should have told someone else of my intent, right? Sometimes you can tell Edom that I'm signing the shtar, but I don't really mean it or whatever, right? Sometimes you can play that, right? We had that a couple times in the Masechta. So chavrucha, so that doesn't work because chavrucha chavra islay v'chavra the chavrucha chavra islay, because people talk, people have friends, people are going to talk to each other. If I would have told other people, right, it would have gotten back to Shimon, and he would not have sold me field B. So therefore, I signed it, and I'm coming after field A. Ha'uda also similar achar. Again, we had this case that this story that this guy did this right again in Iru Shachiv, and then he said, "Hey, field A is mine," and then he died. And then for Okim Apotropa, and then there was an Apotropos, there was a guy who's in charge of the estate for the Yisomim, for the Yorshim. So also Apotropos, the Kameh Dabai, so the guy came to Abai, and Amalai, and he said, Aso Simen L'Acher Ibed Eschuso. He said, yeah, well, tough luck, buddy, right? If you're the dead guy is signed on this field that says that Shimon owns field B, so even though that's a border of field A, right, again, that's the nature of the document, right? He loses his claim. So Amar, he said, "I have Avu and the Yasme Kayim ha time for Amar. Tell him Echad Asisi Lucha." If the guy was still alive, right? The Apotropos said that if the guy is still alive, he would have said, "What do you mean? I only said that the one row in that field is the border of field B, but really the rest of the field is mine." So Malay, he said, Abai said back to him, "Yeah, that's pretty good. Shepherd Kermata, that's a good argument." And Rabbi Yochanan himself said, if that's the claims, then the guy is believed, right, and he can get the rest of the field A. So the guy told him, okay, so give him one row. One row in the field. Problem is that Havala Rihba the Dikla, but there were palm trees on it. And Amalei said, "You have Avasun the Yasmi Kayim Havatayim Amar Chazarti Velakachti Menu." And the Apotropos came back and said, "Well, I went back, and if the guy was still alive, I would have said I rebought, right, that row, right, after, you know, I bought it back from him." That meaning that yes, it was his, but I bought it from him. So Amalei said, "Shabi Karmate." Abai said that Apotropos knows his stuff. And he said, because Rabbi Yochanan says, "In time for Armati, Chazeti v'lokachti m'menu n'aman." Because in that case, he's believed. Again, it's Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitir, right? Because he said that that field belongs to him, but I bought it from him. He could have just said, "It's mine." So since he said that the field was his and I bought it back, so then we believe that claim. And Amar Abai says, "Hi man, the mukin apotropos nokim leki hai." Right, again, this is a great apotropos. He would always argue proper arguments, right, on behalf of the Yisomim, on behalf of the dead guy's estate. Right, again, he knows how to argue, right, for the schusim, right, of the Yisomim. Okay, one more Mishnah. Let's get to the bottom of the daf here, because tomorrow is a long daf. Guy had a field, right, surrounded by fields on four sides, or I guess not, is it eight sides? I don't know, whatever. Surrounded by fields on all sides, let's say. But the way that he got to his field, right, was lost, right? Even if it was gone, he doesn't realize, right? People kind of just, like, you know, planted stuff there, and the path disappeared. So again, he's entitled to a strip of land, but he doesn't know where it is. So Admon Omer, Abma says that Yilech Lo B'Ktzara, right? He has to go to the shortest route possible. Meaning, he's got to force the people who own the stuff around him, right, to give him the short, again, for whatever it is, from the house to the field. He has to get the shortest path because he knows he had a path. And we'll see exactly what's going on over here. But he knows he had a path, so it must be there something. So he can force the owners, right, to give him, right, the shortest route. But Chachamim say no. You can go derech b'mei amanim. Oh, you have to go over here. So Chachamim say, you're tough luck, buddy. You got to either buy it or fly through the air, obviously tongue in cheek, right, to get to your field. Again, Pasha says, right, as we'll see in a second what the case is. But you can't just force someone to say, oh, yeah, give me a part of your field for my path. Can't prove which one it is, right? Like if you're trying to get money from somebody, got to prove, right, that they owe you the money or they owe you the path or the land or whatever. So of course, it's my time with Rabban, Shaper Kama Admon. Right? Admon, it seems to imply that it's very logical to say that you should give the guy the shortest path. He definitely had some property here. People stole it from him, or people, you know, kind of didn't watch over it properly, and they lost it. So Rabbi Yudah Marav, Kigon Shekifua Arba Bnei Adam Arba Ruchoso. No, so the case is, meaning if it's one guy owns all the fields, surrounding fields. So yeah, so Admon makes a lot of sense. Because the guy definitely owes you the land. So give him the shortest amount of land from your house to the field or whatever. And then be done with it. So the case is, no. So that makes a lot more sense for the Chachamim if it's four people own the fields on four sides. So again, so Matzim Mechaver or Lamaraya, you can't, you know, force someone because you can't prove that that guy owns your field. Why should he give you part of his field? Someone else should give you part of their field for the path. So Gemara says, well, if that's true, Yehoki, that's true, my time with Admon. Well, that's too good, because now Admon's that you should give him the shortest path. That doesn't make any sense. How could you say Motzim Mechavei Alav Arayah? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Barba de Asu Mikach Arba, Uva Arba de Asu Mikach Chad, Kulei Mal Pligi de Motzim Adchile. Right? So Rava says, you have to narrow down the case. If it's four guys, meaning four people always own these fields around, or four people who owned the field, and at one point, one person owned it, everybody agrees, right, that the owners, right, you can't prove that I'm the one that owes you, that has to give you the path. That one guy bought the field from four different owners. I mean, there's four different owners when the guy originally had his path. Guy left. One guy bought all the surrounding fields, and now the guy comes back and claims a path from the single owner. Admon Omer, Admon Sover, Admon holds, Mikamakam Darka Islech Gabach, right? There's some sort of path somewhere in his land, so he owes him, so he has to give him the shortest path. Rabbanan Sover, Rabbanan says, no. Shitakta. He says, if you're quiet and you're quiet, so if you stay quiet, so fine, I'll sell you a small patch of land. But if not, if you're going to make a whole big noise about it, then Mahardesh Shtar Lamarayu, this is something that the guy can do. Right, he can say that I'm just going to return the fields to the original owners. Then you have four different owners, and now you can't claim from anybody. Then you won't be able to claim anything from the four owners. So the guy can say, the guy has the upper hand, right, and says, okay, I'll sell you a small piece of land, but otherwise I can just give all the fields back to the original owners, and then you won't be able to claim anything. Ahuda Amar Lehu, right? Funny claim, but okay, either way. Ahuda Amar Lehu, the guy who said Dikla Levras, that he said that I'm going to give a palm tree to my daughter. And also Yosmi, the guy passed away, but also Yosmi, Polik Lenis Klev Lo Yavaz Le Dikla. And of course, right, the sons gave, divvied up all the spoils, no, not the spoils, all the Yerusha, but did not give a palm tree to their sister. Sover Rav Yosef, the Mimar Hainu Masnisen. Rav Yosef felt to say, this is exactly our Mishnah. And since all the sons can be like, right, let's say, for example, there are four sons, each of them have a bunch of palm trees, and who does the daughter collect from? Right, each one can say, it's not mine, it's not mine, it's not mine, right? And she can't prove which one she gets the palm tree from. So Amalei Abayi said, no, me dummy, a case is not similar at all. Because there, but by the Mishnah, if you have four owners of the four fields, they can all say, hey, what do you mean? What do you, don't bother me, bother somebody else. But hacha dikla gabayu. What do you mean? But here, the gabayuhu. But here, the tree is on their property. Meaning, it belonged to the father. The father gave out a Yerusha. All the sons split the Yerusha. But all of them, right? Blew it, meaning, and they took something that was not didn't belong to them, right? Then all the property was included in one estate, so they took something that they divvied it up wrong. So therefore, my tikkun tayu, what do? So listen to leisvu lo dikla v'lehadru v'lifgu mereisha, right? They have to redistribute the inheritance and give their sister, right, one of the palm trees, and then go redistribute. Hahuta Amaluhu Dikla the Ras, again same type of story. Shachiv, it's then he died, Vishavik Tre Palgi the Dikla, and he gave two halves, right? He was a partner by Pashas in he didn't own two halves. Pashas says he owned 50% of two trees, and then obviously a bunch of other trees. So Yosef Ravashi Vikakashale, Mikari Inshu the Tre Palgi Dikla Ola. Right? Ravashi was wondering, does a person call two 50% stakes in two different palm trees, do they call that a single palm tree or not? I mean, does the guy say, when he says, I'm going to give a palm tree to my daughter, could he possibly be referring to two 50% stakes in two separate palm trees? So I'm like, Ravimi, Mehagronia, Mishmede Rava, I said the name of Rava, Karu, Inish, Inchi, the Tre Palgi, Dikla, that yes, in fact, people would say that, and therefore, right, the Yorshim can give the daughter, right, the two 50% stakes, right, in those random two separate palm trees. Okay, Shkoi Kol Rabosu, we'll go right through the Halakha Shas tomorrow, finishing up the Masechta this week, very exciting, couple of days. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.